This is your secretary, Doug Simpson, with a short report of the annual general meeting of our talking newspaper for Tobermory, held on the 12th of October 2015. The meeting was held at Roomfield Baptist Church and 13 members were present. The chairman, John Taylor, welcomed everyone and referred to the sad loss of trustee and listener Marjorie Whittaker. A short silence was observed in remembrance of Marjorie. John thanked everyone for coming to the meeting and all who have in any way helped TNT to again produce 12 editions. He gave particular thanks to Alan MacDonald, who is not a member but has freely given invaluable assistance to the Talking Newspaper in setting up our website. The minutes of the last AGM were read by Helen Hayes and there were no matters arising. I explained the need for a formal annual report to satisfy the requirements of the Charity Commission and to be available to anyone who wants to see it, and I read the report to the meeting. It sets out the names of the trustees for the last year, describes the objectives of the organisation and explains the activities undertaken. The report was signed off by the chairman on behalf of the committee acting as trustees. I then presented the financial statement, now in the format required by the Charity Commission. I noted that expenditure on equipment had been higher than usual, in particular due to changes in recording equipment following the move to St Mary's and the large number of USB players purchased for new listeners and as replacements. Thanks to the funding agreement with Tobermory Society for the Blind, the sale of redundant equipment and some donations, our bank balance at the end of the year was £1,059. The matter of safeguarding of vulnerable adults was discussed. There will be a separate report for listeners on this topic in due course by our lead trustee for safeguarding, Barbara Rudman. When it came to the election of officers and committee, I said that the current officers were content to remain in post if re-elected, and that existing committee members were willing to stand for re-election. I also remarked that as a result of resignations and the sad loss of Marjorie, the committee numbers were reduced, and suggested that it would be good if at least another listener and another volunteer were willing to stand. Listener Paul Southers expressed an interest in standing and was added to the nominations. There being no other nominations and no dissent, the officers and committee were elected unanimously as follows: John Taylor, Chairman; Douglas Simpson, Secretary and Treasurer; Peter Gibson, Technical Officer; Eric Blumeyer, a listener; Christopher Gill, a listener; Paul Southers, a listener; Mike Hayes, Helen Hayes and Barbara Rudman, all volunteers. That completes my report.